So yeah, just check us out. And the great thing about organizing and being active and being an activist is that anyone can really do it. And
of the road is no private cul-de-sac. Hi, this is Mark de Clive Lowe, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
The Radio Witch Moon Hotline is a recurring broadcast series created by Jess Spear, Wavefarm's 2020-2021 Radio Artist Fellow. Spear writes, quote, "We are constantly surrounded by waves, vibrations, transmissions, traveling invisibly through..."
You are everything. Yes, Lord, you are everything. Oh my gosh. Good morning, Bright Siders, and welcome to There's a Bright Side Somewhere. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here with my good friend and yours, Mr. Randall Martin. Good morning, Mr. Randall. How are you today?
Good morning to you and all out there in Radioland.
Yes, it is a good morning. Anytime, as they say, anytime topside up is a good day. I say anytime you get up and look in the mirror and you can see yourself, it's a good day. And you know who you are. Some people, amen, look in the mirror, they don't even know who they're looking at. So if you knew this morning who you were, you are topside up. You are doing good. And there is more brightness in this day for you because you're right here. Where? At WGXC with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Yes, we've got some wonderful songs lined up for you today. These projects that just please the heart, the mind, and the soul. Bless the heart, the mind, and the soul. And music that has a message that ministers to the heart and the mind and the soul. That's what we do here on There's a Bright Side Somewhere. And then, about 25 more minutes or so after we give you some back-to-back music with a message, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary. I hope you had a good week on last week, first week that we were dealing with the turn back of the clock and hallelujah, getting a little dark a little earlier. So y'all be careful out there meeting those deers. One got me, totaled my car out last month. So, you know, y'all be careful out there. All right. And pray for me if we do that car search. Oh my goodness. You know how those unexpected things happen? Well, it has happened to me. So y'all pray for me and I'm going to pray for you too. All right. Listen, we have had a week, but we're going to talk about that a little later in our commentary. Okay. Y'all hang in there. Don't go nowhere. We got Show Up by the New Life Community Choir and John P. Key. That is an old favorite, standard, traditional, been out for a while. So As Faithful Is Our God from Mr. Hezekiah Walker, his project. Miss Mandisa, she has a song out, Freedom Song, that we've been loving on for a minute. And she has a new project out with Mr. John Riddick, actually worship pastor John Riddick. You keep hope alive. Yes, you do, God. And then John Riddick, I have his project, God Turned It Around, queued up for you too, I should say. Then we have Hold On. Oh, you know, this one makes it around from time to time with Sounds of Blackness and Be Blessed by Bishop Paul S. Morton. So, like I said, y'all sit back, relax. Don't relax too much if you're behind the wheel, but y'all check out what we got for you as you check into Brightside today. Yes. He'll show up on time. Listen and enjoy.
Just ask the question.
God will show up.
When you need him, when you want it,
they show up. Stay in position. Stay in place. Don't miss him. He'll show up.
Everybody, come on. If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is
faithful
our God.
Is our God.
Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful,
faithful,
faithful
is our God.
Is our God.
Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful,
faithful
is our God.
Is our God.
Yes, He is. Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful, is our
God.
I'm reaping the harvest.
I'm reaping the harvest. God promised me.
Take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice today.
For
I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today.
Faithful,
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 but your love was torn apart. But then I met a heavenly father who made a home inside my heart. I am the man with the chains of addiction, dragging me down for way too long. But I came face to face with redemption, and now those chains are gone. Can anybody hear me? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? When you've been delivered like that, you've got to shout.
Yes, beloved, throw those hands up in the air and shout hallelujah if you've been set free.
Days may be darkest, but your light is greater. You light our way, God, you light our way. With power to save.
Don't you love it? You keep hope alive. Yes, you do. Because you are alive. Jesus is alive. Keep hope. Keep faith. Keep trusting God. That's what I got to say about it. He's up to something. Yes, he is. Right here, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, surrounding areas, and online at WGXC.org. God's doing something. God's doing it for somebody. God, turn it around. All right, beloved. Y'all go ahead. If you need to shout it out, you need God to turn something around for you, ask him. Decree it. Declare it. Cry it out. God, turn it around. Ooh, say it with me. God, turn it around. Yes, Lord. And then hold on, because the change is coming.
sing a little message out to those of y'all who feel like you're struggling.
Yeah, it's a simple song. Yeah. A man stared to me, said, how can you smile when your world is crumbling down? I said, here's my secret, when I wanna cry, I take a look around, and I see that I'm getting by, and I hold on,
hold on,
change is coming,
change is coming,
hold on,
hold on,
don't you worry.
La la la. That sounds, you know, when babies start talking first, they say la 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 la. Well, beloved, that's kind of how it is. You just gotta hold on and know that a change is coming. A change is gonna come. All right. Yes, you just keep on living, as the old folks used to say. That's where it is today. Just keep on living. Keep on living. Speaking about living. Love it. I want to talk about what's on my mind, what's going on in social context in our country and even beyond, with my spiritual social commentary for today. So y'all hang on in there and pray with me. But I want to first say and acknowledge Mr. Fred Hammond, gospel powerhouse, entertainer, singer, producer, writer, creator of groups like Commissioned and others. And read yesterday that he had been infected with COVID-19. And in reading about him, I was reading about some others in the gospel industry powerhouses that, you know, I've played their songs. You've heard their songs before, the Winans family and Pastor Marvin Winans, who had also contracted COVID-19 this year, and his brother B.B. Winans, who's a solo artist as well as sings with his sister B.B. C.C. Winans, and how, you know, they were handling having caught this virus, this disease, and how they handled the situation. Thankfully, they're all recuperating. And we thank God for their journey, for their testimony, and for what they have to share with whoever will listen. And one of the things that Reverend Marvin Winans said about his experience was that the most challenging thing about the virus is that people were dying alone. But, you know, I thought about it, and it's very much the case that people are dying alone every day. And it's not to minimize the devastation of that situation that I raised that reality, but that we understand the prevalence of it, that as Reverend Marvin Winans said, what it boils down to is this: you've got to have faith in your faith. And if you have faith in God, take God at his word. And in one word, he said, "I will never leave you or forsake you. I will never leave you or forsake you." Whether it is someone is in a nursing home or in a hospital, or someone is at home alone and no family there, or someone who is, you know, hit by a car unexpectedly, or whatever the case may be, someone on the battlefield around the world, just fighting to save the country. But in many, many ways, in many, many times, and day by day, there are people who we say are dying alone, but I take God at his word that God will never leave us or forsake us. In the Hail Mary prayer, I thought about it, and, you know, I'm not really Catholic, and I think the prayer is to Mary in this regard, but I thought about that part of the prayer that gives this statement, this petition with us now and in the hour of our death. With us now and in the hour of our death. And I realize that is an affirmation of that statement: God will never leave us or forsake us. Thankfully, these brothers are on the road to recovery. Fred Hammond and Bishop Winans and Marvin Winans and B.B. Winans and so many more, thank God. They have access to medical care, and they have adhered to the Center for Disease Control's guidelines, and they credit these things for helping them to pull through. Their faith in God, access to medical care, and adherence to the Center for Disease for Control guidance, helping to pull them through. And I'm thinking about that, beloved, and I remember, do you remember the 29th day of September? No, that's not the song. It's what happened on the 29th day of September in this year. It was the day of the first presidential debate, and Mr. Trump mocked Vice President Biden at the time, Vice President Biden, now President-elect, for wearing the, quote, biggest mask he'd ever seen. Of course, like many things that he says, that was an exaggeration, and all the masks are basically the same. But 3 days later, he and his wife tested positive. And former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie also tested positive and ended up spending several days in ICU. Y'all remember that? And he testified that he had let his guard down. That's what Fred Hammond said about him contracting it. He had let his guard down. Oh, beloved, hallelujah. Let us not let our guards down. Thankfully, mask wearing Vice President Biden and his wife continue to test negative. And we continue to pray that we will see more and more people wearing the mask. The other day, I was in a county building, and as all government buildings since 9/11, there were uniformed law enforcement officers there to greet people arriving for business, and neither wore a mask. And it crossed my mind to ask, brothers, where's your mask? But another thought came to mind. The decision not to wear a mask is as much a political statement as it is, according to some, a declaration of their independence. I get taking the stance for independence. I do. And telling people like me that wearing a seatbelt in a car saves lives was a message that was lost to my ears. It's my car. It's my life. The government doesn't have the right to tell me what to do in my car. Those who know me know that I am a fiercely independent woman. But then the law went into effect. You know, when the environmentalists fought for recycling, I balked about that too. Garbage is garbage. Why should I have to separate it? It took a little while for me to understand the connection between my over-exaggerated inconvenience of separating recyclables and helping to save the planet and helping to save my life, our lives. Yeah, there's times I slip out and throw out a bottle or a container in the trash, but you know, whether I comply or not, whether I agree or not, whether I have a life filled with faith or not, it doesn't take away from the fact of the truth that seatbelts save lives, recycling helps the environment, and in the age of the Rona, wearing a mask saves lives. In the book of Matthew in chapter 4, there's the story of Christ in the wilderness for 40 days. He was there fasting and praying, and while there, old Slewfoot, the devil, showed up. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and they will bear you up so you won't hurt your foot on a stone. And Jesus replied, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm glad you asked. As of today, 11 million people have tested positive for the Rona in this country. Based on the population of our nation, that averages out to 1 in 30. Based on the number of deaths due to the coronavirus, approximately 1 in every 45 people will die from it. Beloved, Jesus was challenged by the devil, not God, to show him his faith in God. And Jesus' reply, even after 40 days in prayer and fasting, was, do not test the Lord your God. It's not a matter of faith. Are non-mask wearers just feeling lucky? Well, thinking about luck, it can turn bad, it can run out, it can be tough. Blessings do not come from testing God. Blessings come from trusting God. And I will dare to say that our Heavenly Father wants you to be in the higher number, the higher percentile of those who do not catch the Rona. Best case scenario. In the number, hallelujah, the high percentile of those who recover, should you in fact catch it. It's not too much to ask. Wear the mask. There is a bright side, beloved. Good news is coming. We hear about big farmers, breakthroughs in announcing vaccines. Treatment protocols are getting better. Emergency trial drugs have been authorized to be used. Doctors and nurses have more experience in managing the crisis, and healthcare workers are prioritizing more fortified infection protocols, including universal mask wearing in medical settings. Our texting capacity has greatly expanded, and results are arriving more quickly, and even a saliva test that you can do at home is in the foreseeable future. However, we are still not out of the woods yet. The CDC has publicized that masks help prevent the wearer from infection, as well as lower the onward transmission. We have light in the tunnel, but we also have to do our part. There is a surge in the U.S., a dramatic rise in hospitalizations, death, and potential long-term effects on even the survivors. The surge is not contained to a particular state. The whole nation is in the middle of it. So, beloved, I know you're going to do the right thing. I know that you understand this is not too much to ask. Well, pass it on and tell a friend, tell a family member, and then tell another friend. There is a bright side somewhere, but we're not yet there with the Rona. This is my spiritual commentary, and I'm Pastor Singletary, and I'm sticking by it. God bless you, beloved. God wants you to be blessed, and I want you to be blessed too. Bishop Paul S. Morton, he has a testimony about how God blessed through Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans. He did it then. He'll do it again. Be blessed.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you, and the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see it through.
Somebody tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting,
might be crying,
you might be worrying
and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you.
Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you.
Oh, 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 oh.
on that airplane that day, I thought about everything you'd been through.
Yes.
And everything the people of New Orleans have been through.
Oh, we've been through a lot.
And I started thinking, what is the solution? God said, tell him to pray.
That's it.
And watch him change.
Watch
things.
God watch change. Woo! Yeah.
I pray for you.
Oh. And you pray for me.
You pray for me. And watch God change things. God change things.
Oh, if you just get on your lunch break, would you just take a moment out to pray for me? Cause I'm gonna be praying for you. Watch God. Now, you know what's gonna happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody, tell them, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen?
Watch God change me.
Won't it change? Won't it change?
Yes, he will. I'll pray for you.
You pray for me.
You pray for me.
Watch God.
Let's watch God change things. I'll pray for you. That's a ticket right there. That's the key that unlocks the door. Prayer. And we got to keep on praying, watching, and working. We're going to work this thing out. We're going to be all right. We're going to get there. I know, because there is a bright side somewhere. Beloved, I just want you to be aware that the governor, he issued new protocols as of yesterday. There are people who will balk and squawk, but you know, he's really trying to help save lives here in New York State. So please do your part. It's not much to ask. Wear a mask. Wash those hands. Keep that social distancing. Amen. And also here in the city of Hudson, in Columbia County, the increase of coronavirus infections and exposures are on the rise. So we want you to be mindful, be informed, be aware, and be prepared. Make some adjustments because we want you to be here. We want you to be here, and we want you and your loved ones to be all right too. All right. We also want you to know that there is testing that is going on November 17th. Free tests will be held over there on State Street, right across from the Board of Election building there. So if you are able and you desire to, go on out there with your mask. Get your test on. All right. Want you to be safe. Want you to be blessed. God ain't done with you yet. This is Pastor Kim and Brother Randall Martin. We're getting ready to sign off until we get to speak again. Don't forget, we'll be on the air Tuesday afternoon for the Tuesday afternoon show, 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. And we invite you to come and join us then. To all of you celebrating birthdays in November, I wish you a happy, healthy, and prosperous year. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And here we are, Pastor Kim. There's a bright side. Where? Somewhere. Right here, WGXC 90.7 FM with me. Till we